welcome to the Grand Cast. I'm your host, Chris N. This is season 2, episode number 10, double digits. Today is Sunday, June the 11th, 2017.
The Lord's Day. Praise his name.
For some people. Some people, the Sabbath was yesterday. Shout out to all the Jewish people in the listening awkward. Audience.
Those guys.
Love you too.
My guest this evening is Bree Jacqueline. I don't know if that's your actual last name. That's what it is on Facebook.
It's my legal last name. No, it's not. It's Newland. Jacqueline's my middle name.
And with special guest, Fresca.
Hey.
We're doing an afternoon podcast, which is somewhat abnormal. Just had a nice brunch.
It was really good.
Thank you very much for not making me cook.
Thanks for providing the ingredients. It was like French toast with blueberry salsa. And
yeah, blueberry salsa, I never thought that would be a thing, and I would probably normally have been offended by it, but it was so good.
Scrumptious.
I haven't heard that word in a while. Nice choice.
I like to start out each episode going over the mission statement and goals. Well, the mission statement of the Grand Cast is that the purpose of the Grand Cast is to explore the comedy scene in Grand Rapids, Michigan, as it exists in 2017 through a series of conversations.
Excuse you, Chris.
Sorry about that. Then there's two goals. First goal is to post one new episode weekly. I've been a little lax on that. Sorry, Josh. Sorry, Nolan.
And Tom. Isn't he a regular listener?
Yeah, there's a lot of...
And Ryan.
...names I would have to mention now.
Oh, no. Don't do that.
Yeah, but thanks to everyone. I appreciate your listening support. Especially Matt. The second goal is to make at least one person's day better through the creation of quality content. That one's mostly on you guys.
Oh, shit.
Sorry, no pressure, but...
No, I'm not. Yep, that's fine.
All right. And I have a quick intern update here. There really is no update. The hiring market's very tight right now. If anyone knows of good candidates for a podcast internship, please reach out to the appropriate parties.
I still think a toddler would work.
A toddler?
Yeah.
There's laws against that.
I mean, what are laws if they're not to be broken?
I think child labor laws are taken pretty seriously, though. Typically.
Yeah. I wouldn't want to have...
He could hire you. You're not a toddler.
I mean, sometimes, but that's usually at 3 a.m.
Is there specific times you're needing someone?
No. Podcast production is an around-the-clock...
There you go, bro.
Job, yeah.
Next project.
All right, Bree, first interview question. What is your favorite color?
Purple.
Is there a particular shade of purple?
Probably like deep violet.
Nice. Has that always been your... Oh, sorry, yeah, go
ahead. Well, I was going to say, it depends on my mood, because sometimes I like pretty light lilac. And sometimes I like... really dark purple, but it's usually purple from one spectrum to the other. And yes, it's always been my favorite color.
Nice.
It's one of the only things that I do choose a favorite on.
If you had...
Day more.
I don't know. Most things I change my mind on. Anyways.
We don't have to stick to like a strict itinerary. Like,
oh, word.
It is semi-improvisational, so if we want to go off on tangents and talk about other things, it's...
Let's run at 5 hours.
Word. I don't have time for that.
I'll just call into work, be like, hey, I'm going to be late.
I am doing something. Sorry. My boss did that last night. She was... Her coworker was scheduled to stay on, and she was like, I have things to do. We were, like, in pre-shift, and they were, like, naming off who was in rotation. She's like, I have things to do, so sorry, and, like, slowly backed out. And she's like, I'm not staying.
Yeah, it is 1:30. Do you have a time limit?
She has to work at 3.
Yeah.
So we probably only have, like, an hour?
No, we're pretty close. Hour and 10 minutes?
Yeah. I mean, my work's, like, 2 minutes away. But you have your counselor at 3, too.
It's at 5.
That's between 3 and 5. Oh, but, I thought it said 5. Sorry. And they always start late, right?
Yeah.
I don't know if there's an opener, too.
It never starts at 3. I had air quotes.
All right, Bree, if you had to be transformed into an animal, which animal would you choose to be?
Probably a dog.
Is there a particular breed of dog?
No. Well, yeah, no. I really just want to know what my dog is thinking. Like, am I right about what she is thinking or feeling? Or, like, when I'm like, look, she's like, blah, 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 whenever she reacts to something. Like, am I telling the truth? Or is she like, shut the fuck up, Mom, every time, you know? Like, I just want to know what she's thinking.
Aren't they working on dog collars like that?
So deep. Oh. Maybe.
What was his name? Doug? From Up?
Oh, yeah. I don't remember the name. But...
yeah, he had one of those talking dog collars. I think they're, like, working on something like that, though.
Oh, perfect. Okay.
But that I feel like that opens up the gate to, like, a Rick and Morty, like...
alternate universe.
Where are my testicles, Summer?
Yeah. No, where the dog, like, had the robot suit. What was it, Mr.
Okay, Bubbles? So if they have the collar, then I would want to be a bird. Because if I had the collar, then I would already know. So why would I want, you know, then that defeats the purpose. So I'd want to be a bird, because I could go whatever, wherever I wanted, whatever I wanted. Just hang out. Fly. Stuff.
Nice. What is your earliest memory of experiencing comedy?
Probably Seinfeld. My parents used to watch it all the time. My bedtime was 8 o'clock. Like, up until junior year of high school. I swear to God, because I would never wake up in the morning. And so I used to sit, like, I would get out of bed and sit in the hallway, or, like, right behind the couch, because my parents had a big sectional, and I would just, like, watch Seinfeld while they had no idea I was there. And so I did that, I don't know, I started doing that when I was, like, 8, probably, 7 or 8. Yep.
Thank you. How did you first get involved in performing comedy?
Fresca. I did theater in high school. Fresca and I know each other from high school. And then we moved in together like 2 years ago, and she was already a part of Fictional Friends. And I was like, oh, that's cool. That's your thing. And I had my things. And then I started going to her shows regularly. And then I started befriending the people. And then I was like, hey, that's really cool. So I did a workshop, and then I just kind of haven't ever left. So, yeah.
Let's talk about studying to be a nurse.
Yeah. let's talk about it, yeah.
Yeah, this prompt is kind of ambiguous. Mostly what I'm asking is, could you please talk about...
Yes, I was kidding. I was gathering my thoughts. I'm taking the summer off right now. it's stressful, it's hard, but I've been a nurse aide for 4 years, so it's time to... move on. Otherwise, I'm going to be stuck in this cycle. And it's being a nurse aide is very emotionally draining because, nurses do a lot, but we don't get like scheduled days off. Like, nurses a lot work like 4 days and 3 days off or whatever like that. But I'm working 24 hours a day, like 7 days a week. I always get phone calls. I always like, it doesn't matter, even if I'm at another job. So I think being a nurse will help me be able to help people a little bit more because I can pull back physically and put more of like myself in the job, if that makes sense. Because it's draining, you know. But school itself is overwhelming, but it's fun. I'm learning a lot. I appreciate the fact that I got to finally go back after 5 years, you know. So.
Have you worked in hospitals yet?
I work for an agency right now. A staffing agency. So I've been placed in hospitals like for one or two shifts. I've worked at Mary Freebed before, mostly nursing homes, but I haven't like been hired in at a hospital consistently now. So I don't know if I want to work in a hospital when I graduate or if I want to stick with home care and just be have cases like that and do like wound care and stuff like that. I haven't decided.
So like working in a nursing home?
Heartbreaking. Like, I don't know. There's a lot of happy moments. There's a lot of good moments, but it's kind of, I don't know. I think it's like a prison for old people. And they, you know, they have to follow rules and they don't have very much freedom. And some of them are very nice, though. I will say that. But I have a hard time with it working in nursing homes. So I tend to not, unless it's like an actual necessity and they don't have staff for it or something, you know.
Let's talk about Fictional Friends Improv.
Fictional Friends Improv. Yeah. I love it, I guess. I do. No, not I guess. I do love it. It started as a hobby, and it was something I did on Wednesday nights for fun. And then I started taking it seriously, and it's a little draining, but it's also very good therapy. It's taught me to project and direct my emotions in a positive way, as opposed to freaking the fuck out like I used to do whenever I would get upset. So yeah, it's something you got me all distracted right now, Fresca, but it's something that I appreciate. And all the people that are in it, I never thought that I would be friends with or be as close to in my wildest dreams. And they're all like very special to my heart. It's Fictional Friends Improv is sort of like a different world outside of my everyday life. You know, because a lot of people in Fictional Friends are friends with other people and come and do a lot of things in the same, you know, field, and I don't. It's just Fictional Friends. And when I go to a KJ and the Good Time Family Band show, or when I, you know, hang out with people, but like, yeah, they're very welcoming, and it's something I'm very glad that I joined and do.
So you don't do comedy outside of Fictional Friends?
No, not really. Not professionally per se. Just, I mean, I make jokes all the time. We're hilarious, Frankie and I suppose, but like, no, nothing else. I've thought about it and I wanted to, but I'm just really busy with everything else that I don't know. I don't know where I want to go with it quite yet. I'm good where I'm at, you know, it's not broken, don't fix it kind of thing, you know?
Yep. And that's the first improv troupe that you've performed with?
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yep.
Nice. What are some of your all-time favorite comedic movies?
Oy. I don't even know. I couldn't even answer that. Matilda, which isn't even like a comedy movie. Like, Matilda was the first thing that came to my head.
I mean, Danny DeVito getting his hat stuck on his
I head know, like, there's so many perfect moments that, like, Fresca and I differ in a lot of ways, and one of them is that she's very big into pop culture and movies, and she can name an actor at the drop of a dime, and I'm like, oh, that one guy from that one movie in 1997, and like, that's all I got. So, like, I like Step Brothers. I like Flubber with Robin Williams. That one was really funny. I'm just like drawing a blank, yeah.
All right. What are some of your all-time favorite TV shows?
Bob's Burgers. I've been following Grey's Anatomy since it started, and I'm like really anticipating the next season. Handmaid's Tale, the new one came out. It's really good. It's terrifying because it's not far off from like where. Anyway, that's a whole other conversation. At Parks and Rec, The Office, obviously. I live with Frankie. I'd probably not work if I didn't like The Office.
Some real shit.
I know. My client and I watch Futurama a lot. Nick Kroll does this show called The Kroll Show that not a lot of people know about, but I think it's fucking hilarious.
Did you know him and Amy Poehler used to date?
Really?
Nick Kroll? Yeah.
Wow. I could see that. Okay. Have you guys seen Sausage Party?
Oh, yeah.
So you know the sausage is the voice of Nick Kroll, and he's like a total douchebag. Have you seen The Kroll Show?
Mm-hmm.
Doesn't it sound like Bobby Bottleneck or whatever his name is? Bobby Bottle Service? The, like, Guido guy?
A little bit, yeah.
And I'm, like, convinced it's the same. Like, he, like, got this character from Sausage Party from the Kroll Show character because one of my coworkers was like quoting the sausage, and I was like, from the Krull Show. And he was like, what the fuck are you talking about? Come on, man.
Yeah.
But, yeah. Life and Times of Tim is really funny, too. I like that show. And I don't know, whatever is on the TV that someone else is watching that makes me laugh is pretty cool, too.
Well, what streaming shows are you currently watching?
Handmaid's Tale, Grey's Anatomy, Bob's Burgers, obviously. Rick and Morty. I don't know, how did I forget Rick and Morty, the last question? Obviously, Rick and Morty. Those are pretty much it. In The Office, but it's not live. Yeah, it's just online.
What is the best gift that you have ever received?
I'm not wearing it, but my mom's... I have a ring that my mom gave me.
Happy birthday, Mama Newland.
Oh, yeah. Happy birthday, Mommy. It's my mom's birthday today. She's 29.
Happy birthday.
I'll tell her that. I don't... Yeah, she's 29. No, when I was 14, my parents were, like, broke as hell, and I don't even think we had electricity that winter. And my parents, like, sat us down around Thanksgiving, and they were like, we're probably not doing Christmas this year. Like, that was, like, a thing. And my mom had this ring that her mom made her when she was young, and it's, like, a all-gold heart-shaped, and it has her initials in it. And I always thought it was pretty, but my mom's, like, she loves her rings. She will, like, she won't give them away. She won't take them off. She takes them off. She has, like, secret spot for them. Like, her rings are her thing, and she gave me that ring for Christmas that year. I don't know, I wear it every day. It's like my mommy thing. And that was, yeah. My nephew gave me this pretty sweet piggy bank, though, that was purple for Christmas a couple years ago, and he picked it out, and, like, I really like that, too.
Thank you. What is the best gift that you have ever given?
My heart. I don't know. I think that's a tough question to answer, because I feel like that's not for me to decide. You know what I mean? Like,
sure.
When you give, I've given gifts in many forms, you know, materialistically, emotionally, in lots of ways. Everybody has, but the best one would be up to who received it, I suppose. I don't know. I think giving myself personally, like, I would say is the best gift I've ever given, like, when you really love someone or you really appreciate someone, or like Frankie is someone that I would consider, like, I've given myself to, because she's seen me literally exposed in every single aspect. And that, like, allowing yourself to be vulnerable to someone else like that is like, I'm trusting you, you know, like, yeah. That's, I think that's a gift.
Thank you. This is a short, you can move that bell out.
Yeah.
It's kind of in the background.
Positive things or funny things.
This is a short segment that I normally do later, called Affirmation. So, Bree, every time I see you, you're cheerful and upbeat and spreading joy. I've really enjoyed your performances with Fictional Friends. Thank you for being a part of the comedy scene.
Thank you for having us and doing this.
Too. Yeah,
it's my pleasure. Let's talk about being vegetarian.
Okay.
How did that happen?
So, like, a year and a half ago,
how did that happen?
You know, I just, like, fell into a well, and a genie came, and he was like, if I let you out, you can't eat meat. And I was like, all right. And so that's what happened. And I can't eat meat now, because the genie will probably come and put me back in the well. So I just don't do it.
Lassie ran away years ago. I couldn't find her for a while.
No, really. I gave up red meat because I was having a hard time processing it with my body. I have a lot of digestive issues. Another conversation also. And so I gave up red meat. And then people would, you know, ask me questions like, well, why? And what's the difference between red meat and chicken? And I was thinking, well, health reasons. And then I was like, well, I'm getting into this, like, spiritual thing. I believe all lives are sacred. I try to spread good vibes. I try to treat people and living beings as equally as possible. Like, she knows not to come find me if there's a spider in the house, because I'm going to set it outside and not kill it, type of thing. And so I did a lot of research in the meat production, manufacturing process, all of that, and I did not like what I saw. I don't want to get on a soapbox about it, but it would be hypocritical for me to believe the things I do and you know, preach about the things that I do and spirituality and, you know, everybody, every living being having equal merit to our universe and what's important, and then go eat a double cheeseburger. I wouldn't eat my dog, so why would I eat the cow? Type of thing. So then it just sort of trickled down from, well, I shouldn't eat chicken, to I shouldn't eat pork, to I shouldn't eat turkey, to I shouldn't eat fish, because they're all to be sort of the same level. And so really the only thing I eat is eggs, which I try to do organic, you know, like what we had for brunch. And then cheese. Anything else, I pretty much, unless I'm like blackout drunk, sometimes I will steal the last bite of Frankie's chicken sandwich. I don't remember it. There are things told to me. But
no, you told me not to tell you. But then you like somehow magically remembered that you ate chicken, and then I reminded you that it was the last bite.
I threw it up the next morning and I was like, is that what? Like, and then I had like a vague.
I want to rewind to, you wouldn't eat your dog, so you're not going to eat a cow. So because I eat burgers, you think I would eat Charlotte? No. I'd throw Charlotte on the grill?
This is like, this is my belief.
Okay. I mean, but like, there's a lie.
Devin might.
Is that a dingle?
No, I don't think you would. I don't mean it like that. I like, I don't, I'm not assuming that other people feel that way. And I don't care. Like, we go out to dinner and we had family dinner the other night and they had a massive rack of ribs and I'm eating potato salad because it's literally the only thing vegetarian there. So I'm eating a massive bowl of potato salad and they're just like mowing on ribs right next to me while we're having a conversation about vegetarianism. Like,
oh,
it's,
yeah,
it's not a, to each their own, but that's mine, you know? Yep.
Would you ever go full vegan?
I've thought about it, but like I for real like chocolate and I'm really broke.
Vegan chocolate isn't vegan?
No, it's got milk in it.
Huh. All chocolate? I don't know.
I don't know. Like, you know, powder. I guess I would have to do my research on it, but like
even she already can't eat a lot of stuff.
Yeah.
So like it would be literally cutting back, like you would have spinach and peppers every day. Like that would be your only meal.
Like dairy is something I have to be careful about. I usually try to eat it. If I eat it once a day, I try not to eat it again for the rest of the day or the day. You know, gluten is something I have to be careful about. And I don't eat meat. So there's already so many dietary restrictions I have that if you cut out all dairy, like I would have beans and even some beans aren't vegetarian friendly. Like I still have to be cautious of that and ask anywhere you go. And like, sauces too. Like there's just a lot of things that I already have to be like, ooh. So that's, yeah. But it is something that I feel guilty about. I will say like, sometimes I do feel guilty about it, so I try to be cautious and respectful of what animal products I do consume, even down to like shampoo and, you know, products that could be tested on animals.
Yeah, I never really thought about any of that stuff until I watched the movie Food Inc. that showed like the feeding lots and the processing plants, and that made me think a lot more about what was in the food I was eating and how it got there.
When you think about it, you don't really need... Some people do. Fresca pointed that out in our last debate. Some people do need meat. Some people are allergic to peanuts. Some people have a lot of allergies. And meat is something that they need. And I respect that. And that's the thing. But for the majority, you don't need meat. You could feed a family for a lot much longer than it would take to feed the cow that you're eating for one family. Or less, you know? So, like, realistically and ergonomically, it's smarter to not eat meat, but, again, to each their own, you know.
Tattoos?
18.
When did you get your first one?
My first one is a treble clef with angel wings in the middle of my back, and it was during my Jesus phase at U of M Flint, and my disciple woman Michelle brought me and we were so excited, but it was a tattoo that I designed in high school I was 18 years old. And then I was like, I really like that. And my dad has a bunch of tattoos. My sister has a bunch of tattoos. My brother has a bunch of tattoos. So I sort of grew up with it just being a thing that you do. But I wanted mine to have meaning. So then I started to like really think about what do I want on my body forever. And then I was thinking when I was at U of M and I got my first one, I was actually in a nursing program there before I dropped out. And I didn't want to jeopardize my job. So I was like, everything has to be underneath a t-shirt or like shorts. So this, my newest one is actually the first one that's like exposed.
All the other ones.
It says, service to others is the rent you pay for your room here on earth. It's a Muhammad Ali quote. But yeah, and then I just liked it and I liked the feedback I got on it and I liked looking at them. Like they all have a story to me. They all have meaning. I don't know. Even some of them look really shitty now, but oh wow. Like I distinctly remember the stories that go with it. And I think that's probably the most important thing, you know? So yeah, we got Fresco and I got this one is from New Orleans. And then this one I got after. We just kind of matched them up. But Fresca and I got like the matching alien head she has had on her forearm. And then the other two
is that
are
a
just.
Lotus similar. Sleeve?
Yes.
A lotus flower?
A lotus in a conch.
Oh, hail the magic conch!
Yep. It's a SpongeBob reference. No, it's not. Well,
Biko said that this looks like a SpongeBob smile. Once he realizes Squidward likes Krabby Patties. That's like, that's all I see when I look at it. I'm like, thank you. Like, okay, I appreciate
yeah.
that.
Yeah. So, I would like to get more. I only have one more idea. And I'm pretty much fulfilled with them. But at this point, I have so many that, like, if I see another one and I'm like, hey, that's cool, I'd probably get it. Because it's, what's another one at this point, you know? Yeah, like I got a umbrella on the back of my neck on Friday the 13th with the number 13 inside of it because it was $25 and my lucky number is 13, so why the hell not, you know?
Yeah, I asked to keep the 13 out of mine. I got that one on Friday the 13th.
Yeah, well, I wanted the 13 because 13 is my lucky number, but it's pretty bad tattoo. I did not go to my normal artist, so it's very apparent.
Yeah. Fresca, let's talk about Clue.
Get a Clue. It was super awesome. Again, huge shout out to Aaron Becca, who directed and produced it. Brooke Bruce, who is the stage manager. Brittany Schultz, I believe, is the last name. Who did the lights, Tom Mayer did sound, all the behind the scenes work, mad props, all the actors were very great. I loved it.
This was a live production of the movie?
Yep. Yeah, it was basically like word for word because I watched the movie right after getting like the role of Mrs. Ho, and then I watched it again like halfway like through rehearsals and stuff, and I was like talking along like with the movie because I've seen like I've seen it so many times, but also like I was at like 80% of the rehearsals, so now I can like recite almost everything from seeing it so much and listening, but it's almost word for word the movie, which is awesome. Nick, his Wadsworth, was just amazing. Every single time he says J. Edgar Hoover, it brings me back like immediately to the movie. Like I picture Tim Curry when he says that. That's how dead on it is.
Have you done much live play performance
before? No. Like, she was in theater when she was in high school, but I was in dance, so I was, like, on stage, but, like, in a different way. I've never done, like, theater before. So it's very interesting to see, like, how everything works and, like, especially the progress from, like, the third rehearsal. Because the first two I was in, we were on vacation.
Mm-hmm.
And seeing, like, the third rehearsal to the end, like, from where it, amazing. Like, the transformation of the characters and the set itself.
Yeah. Is that something that you'd like to do more of in the future?
Yeah. Aaron was talking about putting on a musical, which I definitely want to audition for. I was talking to Brooke last night about possibly helping with lights and sound work, like the tech parts of a show that she's working on.
Bruce or Heinz?
Bruce.
Yeah, the tech side. I like the tech side of things, like the lighting and sound, but I've never done any sort of professional production like that.
Yeah, I...
You did Fictional Friends 2 weeks ago?
Yeah, the wonderful Leslie Hall was on vacation in Europe, and I got to do the lights and sound for Fictional Friends, and I fell in love with it. There were a couple times like where I tripped up, but
you did really well.
Yeah,
overall, lots of sing-alongs though.
It was good.
Maybe one too many sing-alongs.
On the first one, I was just so excited. I was like, I'm gonna play all my favorite songs, and all my favorite songs are one-hit wonders that like everyone knows.
But it was that night though, like the first night that you did maybe one too many sing-alongs or whatever, like it was really hype. Like everybody in the audience was playing along. Like nobody was really worried about it except for us, who was like, maybe one too many sing-alongs. But everyone else was like, yeah, and they were like totally doing it and like playing along. So
yeah, that was fun.
It did work.
Yeah, the second week, we did a bit about Kathy Griffin with the Donald Trump head. And I was like, I searched in Spotify, fuck Donald Trump, and just lists of songs came up. So I was just going through them. And one of them, which was the one that I ended it on, was called Donald Trump is a Fuckboy.
Mm-hmm.
And it was like, America's a wasteland, Donald Trump is a fuckboy. And everyone was like, hey! Like, they were getting so into it. I was really proud about that one.
Yeah, that was a good one.
President Trump was a host of the Grandcast 2 weeks ago. He took over with an executive order.
Wow.
Yeah.
I'm surprised he got it back.
I know. He has a very short attention span, though.
So yeah, it seems like that.
Wandered off. Yeah. But it was pretty intense.
Like that camping trip?
Never gets old. Ever.
What camping trip?
In one with the tents.
Oh, in tents.
Yeah. The one there.
Can you ring the bell, please? Thank you. Bree, what are some of your favorite restaurants in Grand Rapids, and what do you like to eat there?
The Beltline Bar, greatest Mexican cafe. Just kidding, not that one. I work there. It's a good one, though. Check it out. Come see me. I work every night almost. My favorite restaurants?
Mulligan's.
They have food?
No. I mean, if you kind of picture it.
What's a Mulligan stew then?
Oh, that's a good point.
Is that food? I don't know. I've never ordered one.
What's your definition of food? Something you consume?
Probably something solid.
Oh, well.
I mean, it's got amaretto in it, so.
It's like.
I like the falafel from the pita house next door.
Mm.
I like
slutty dogs at Yesterdog. Dummy what?
What's a slutty dog?
It is a hot dog, but with
two in
hot
one bun.
Dogs. Yeah, two in one bun.
Mm.
You can get the Eiffel Tower, which is three in one.
They don't even have veggie dogs at Yesterdog. It's just a bunch of fucking vegetables inside of a bun. Yeah. Like, I don't go there. I literally haven't gone to Yesterdog since I've been a vegetarian. It's not funny. I like sour cream and onion chips from Smitty's.
Push pops
are my shit. I don't go out to eat very much. Like, it's not one of those, like, she doesn't come out often when I do go out. Like, I know how to act and stuff. I'm not one to, like, eat meals. Like, that brunch, I was just, like, really high. Normally, I don't sit down and eat a meal. Like, normally, I graze all day, or I'll, like, grab a handful of chips and go sit down, or grab a handful of grapes and go sit down, or get six falafel from the pita house and go next door to Mulligan's. Like, I'm a grazer, so I don't know. There's not many restaurants that I'm like, I love this place. I like Ming Ten because they have the $8.99 lunch buffet, which that's really cool.
Crab Rangoon's what?
That's her opinion. I really like the cucumber rolls and noodles.
Dude, they have a sushi roll that has, like, fried chicken in it.
That's not sushi. That's America.
Thank you, America, for that. That one thing.
Sounds good. Is it like tempura fried chicken, or is it just like Kentucky?
It's just like Kentucky fried chicken. Huh. Chicken.
Interesting.
So good. It's
American Asian fusion?
Yeah.
Something.
Devin.
I like cooking a lot too. I would prefer to cook than go out. Honestly.
When you can afford groceries.
Yeah, right.
We're also taking donations.
No, we're not taking donations anymore.
No, I was just saying, like, leave cans of corn on our front porch.
We could return the cans in the basement and go buy a can of corn. It's like 35 cents, I think.
Can we get only cans of corn, though?
Yeah, we only need 3.5 cans, and we'll have cans of corn. A can of corn.
Oh, no, I was saying return all the bottles and just, like, with the $12 that we get from it, buy nothing but corn.
You can do that. I'm going to take 3.5 of the cans and go buy one can of corn because it's all I need. I can fry it. I can cook it. I can put bread in it and make cornbread. Put bread in it?
Just have one whole cupboard of corn.
Desiree thinks it's disgusting.
Be corny AF.
Do you like corn in your cornbread?
No.
Do you like corn in your cornbread?
Not really.
What?
I like the taste of
cornbread. It's like banana pudding, and there's chunks of banana in the pudding. That's good, right?
I don't like bananas.
I don't like banana pudding.
Jesus. Okay, I gotta go. Can you have your way to work?
Now you know how I feel about pulp and orange juice.
Do you like pulp in your orange juice?
I don't like orange juice. I like pulp in pineapple juice.
Do you like anything?
I like a lot of things, but I have a few very specific dislikes.
I just happened to list those ones right now.
Yeah, you collided with the very small subset of foods that I don't enjoy. Also, green beans.
Green beans are
mushrooms. Most types of mushrooms.
I agree with both of those.
There's some types of mushrooms like morels that are not mushroomy. They're more like meaty.
Yeah, there are some mushrooms I'll eat, but
I like portobello mushrooms on a bun.
For health.
And like replacement of a burger. But like a big portobello mushroom. That's good.
Yeah! That's her hiccup, and I live with it. So.
That's what that was?
She hasn't gone anywhere in 2 years. So.
Oh.
Yep, that was a hiccup.
It was aggressive.
My coworker always tells me that it sounds like her kid's puking in the middle of the night. She's like, she'll be like, all the moms here, you know what it's like when your kid's about to puke in the middle of the night. It's that sound. She's like, you gross me out all the time. And I'm like, I'm sorry. Like, what do you want from me?
If you could tell your 16-year-old self one thing, what would it be?
Girl, tell him boy, bye. And it's going to be okay, probably. It was a very emo 16-year-old obsessed with a boy that lasted for like 5 years. And a lot of my time was spent on that, as any 16-year-old really. But probably going back, I would tell myself, like, move the fuck on. Just go, you know? Yeah. I don't know. I don't really remember much of being 16 anymore. Other than I smoked a lot of pot and skipped school a lot.
Did you smoke and then skip school, or did you skip school to smoke?
Both.
Fair.
But I still graduated with a 3.8 and got into U of M and had scholarships. And, like, I did my shit. I was just like, I don't want to be here. I don't need to be here. I would probably tell myself to go to school. There we go. Yeah.
All right. Let's play improv scene suggestions. So I have a list of, I think they're called gits. I'm still working on the vocabulary. Like where you, during an improv performance, would ask the audience for a suggestion. Mm-hmm. So I have a list of gits. I think that's the right word. Someone please correct me if I'm wrong. So if you could please give me a location.
Santa Barbara.
New Orleans.
A location that would fit on the stage at Mulligan's.
Two lawn chairs on the beach.
On Lake this Michigan. Dick.
That works.
A noun.
Give me one. Sorry.
There's a
struggle
over cherries.
She put it in her mouth after I took it out of mine.
Yeah, I wanted a cherry.
We have focus issues.
It was the last two cherries.
Okay. Focus Falcon.
Ah! A noun, please.
Dog.
Cat.
A verb.
Fucking.
I was gonna say pipe. Like
ing.
Well, no, you said verb, but I was thinking verve. Like verve pipe.
Oh, oops, sorry.
Sorry, Josh. The microphone was bumped there. Like, We Were Only Freshmen? Is that their song?
Mm-hmm. We Were Only Freshmen.
Merely Freshmen?
Well, it's called The Freshmen.
I think part of the song is merely and part of the song is only. Because of the story. At the beginning.
Yeah.
Good song.
Good song.
A color.
Purple.
Chartreuse.
Nice.
An occupation.
Sex phone operator. Sex line operator.
I was going to say sex worker.
Nice.
A letter of the alphabet.
Q.
R.
That's my favorite letter. A relationship between two people.
Sex.
Kissing cousins. Too real.
Ew.
Oh, no, not that. Not for me.
Oh.
Oh. A word, any word.
Falcon.
Fart.
Both F words.
It's also what I have to do.
Don't go away.
The last thing you paid money for.
Beer.
A genre of movie.
Romantic comedy.
Horror.
An emotion.
Depression.
Lost.
The first line of dialogue.
Hi.
I swear, Sharon, I did not touch your dildo.
So much better.
A page number.
47.
83.
A place you might go on a first date.
Probably a brewery these days.
Mulligan's.
A place you might go on vacation.
Mulligan's.
Seattle.
A problem.
4. Oh, man. 4x minus 2 plus 3i equals 8.
I like that that's where your mind goes to a problem.
Math.
No. Running out of Cheetos.
Flaming hot fries.
An animal.
Giraffe.
Sheep. Wake up, sheeple!
Hey. I think it's kind of funny we said sheep and giraffe. Shout out. Sabby dog.
Stop. I love you, Sabby.
Love you, Sabby. And Tyler.
And Tyler.
Something that would fit in your pocket.
Pocketara.
A what?
Pocketara.
What's that?
She's the little, like, Frankie has Pocket Jesus. It's like a little idol, and it fits in your hand, it fits in your pocket, but it's the green Tara, which is the feminist version of Buddha.
Oh, so I didn't know that was a thing.
I had Pocket Tara, and she had Pocket Jesus on our vacation, and we would just, like, take pictures with them everywhere. Like, she was kind of vulgar with hers. Like, Pocket Jesus fell in a glass of whiskey one time.
No, he, yeah, he fell, but the picture was, like, him, like, drinking it.
And then he fell in it first.
I had to, like, dig my fingers into my drink.
Swimming pool full of liquor, then you tap in.
Sorry.
On that.
I'd say my hopes and dreams, but they're dead. So. JK, LOL. Lols.
Your hopes and dreams are fit in your pocket?
Yeah, because they're tiny. I don't need much.
Okay.
To be happy.
The last thing you ate.
Some wet-ass brunch.
Cherries. Out of Bree's mouth. She didn't feed them to me, but...
She wishes.
She washed it for me.
Something you might get into an argument over.
Dishes.
Everything.
Something you are scared of.
My hopes and dreams.
Working my life away.
The title of a movie that hasn't been made.
Titanic 3.
Titanic 2.
There actually is a Titanic 2.
What?
Yeah.
From James Cameron?
No. Oh. No, but someone made a Titanic 2.
It's not real. That's not... It's...
If you Google it right now...
Is it like fanfic?
If you have to Google
it... No, it was on Netflix for a while. And like, I was talking about this last night too. The CGI work looks like one of those like screensavers. Like, it's terrible. Like, you know, like when your computer goes like asleep... And it has, like, the screensaver and just... Yeah, that's what the CGI work looks like. It's horrible. I had to stop it halfway through and I knew it was going to be bad, but it was that bad.
America. That's it.
Tagline, A.
I can't help but laugh at a joke about...
Sex? No, that's not true. Anything inappropriate, I should say. Sex falls under that. The wrong times always, too.
Yeah, probably like farts or something. Yeah. Like really immature and stupid, but they just get me every time. Or puns.
Yeah, puns. Or like repeated jokes that we do too much, like, hey, or that's what she said, or just like something. Yeah,
that'll
like,
never be too much.
I know.
Never gets old.
Yeah, there's just things like just like that camping trip. Like it will never get old, and it's so not funny anymore that it's funny, and I will always laugh unless I'm like fuck you, and then even then I'll probably still make me laugh.
I've always been lucky, but I never thought I'd be able to
accomplish what I have. Probably.
Eat a 2-pound bag of Skittles in one sitting.
Bro. You're sorry.
It's a lot of Skittles.
Smoke
yeah,
as
it
much,
made me sick.
Smoke but. As much weed as I do and still have money to pay my bills. And focus. Honestly. No, I'm just kidding.
That was improv scene suggestions. If you wouldn't mind ringing the bell. Thank you.
I felt the timing on it. It was the tech bug.
Oh, I forgot we were playing that game. The last couple questions, and then we were just like answering questions again. Oops.
I like that one with two people though, because it kind of becomes like a word association.
Yeah.
With some of them, like if one person answers first, it automatically triggers something in the other person's head.
Yeah. Yep.
let's play Guess My Number. I am thinking of a number that is greater than or equal to 1 and less than or equal to 1 million. You each get one chance to guess what that number is.
Is that the same one? Has anyone guessed it yet?
It's been the same one every episode.
7.
Sorry, that's incorrect.
7.5.
It is a whole number.
Oh. 7.1.
That's still a lot.
8437. Whatever that is.
Sorry, that is incorrect. Let's play Read Me Song Lyrics in the style of spoken word poetry.
Oh, wait.
If you could please read that.
Can you go first?
Let's see, all that, you.
That's all you, Brie.
Oh, man. It's
all you, pumpkin butt.
Read it like spoken word or just like poem form? Or like however I want.
However you want.
Okay. From the day we arrive on the planet and blinking, step into the sun. There's more to see that can ever be seen, more to do that can ever be done. There's far too much to take in here, more to find than can ever be found. But the sun rolling high through the sapphire sky keeps great and small on the endless round. It's the circle of life, and it moves us all. Through despair and hope, through faith and love, till we find our place. On the unwinding, or on the path unwinding in the circle of life. It's the circle of life, and it moves us all through despair and hope, through faith and love, till we find our peace on the path unwinding. It's in the circle of life.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Now I have Let's Play Read Me More Song Lyrics. This one has three parts. So I'll do the red one.
I'll do the black one.
I'll do the green one.
You're purple and then both of you are green.
Do only the both? Wait, what are you, the purple?
You're purple and green. Bree's black and green, and I'm red.
Okay.
Hakuna Matata! What a wonderful phrase!
Hakuna Matata! Ain't no passing craze.
It means no worries for the rest of your days. It's our problem-free philosophy. Hakuna Matata. Why, when he was a young warthog...
When I was a young warthog!
Nice!
Thanks.
He found his aroma lacked a certain appeal. He could clear the savannah after every meal.
I'm a sensitive soul, though I seem thick-skinned. And it hurt my friends never stood downwind. And oh, the shame.
He was ashamed.
Thought of changing my name.
Oh, what's in a name?
And I got downhearted.
What did you feel?
Every time that I...
Pumbaa, not in front of the kids!
Oh, sorry.
Hakuna Matata.
No.
What a wonderful phrase.
Hakuna Matata!
Ain't no passing craze.
It means no worries for the rest of your days.
Oh. No, yeah.
Yes, again.
It's a problem free. Philosophy.
Hakuna Matata.
Hakuna Matata.
It means no worries for the rest of your days.
It's a problem-free philosophy. Hakuna Matata. I have a shirt that says that.
Can you ring the bell, please?
Thank you. They don't.
Thank you. And this is a bit called Member. It's a nostalgia segment. So Brie, what is something that you remember fondly from your childhood?
Fondly from my childhood. I don't know, probably just being a kid. like, I lived in a trailer park, so we just got to come in at, like, when the street lights came on, which in the summertime is pretty late, and, like, we used to fuck around, like, all day, no shoes. Yep. Come home to eat and leave again. That was cool. No responsibilities, that's probably, yeah. Yeah.
It reminds me of the 21 Pilots song.
Stressed Out.
Stressed Out.
Yeah.
Yep. It was, like, between student loans and treehouse homes, we all would choose the latter.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah.
I mean, being an adult is fun and all. Like, get to do whatever. I guess I could still do whatever the fuck I wanted, really. But I have, like, crippling debt and crippling depression and bills and things. And it's just, like, yeah, being a kid was, like, I miss those days. Like, today I just wanted to do nothing. Like, I had obligations and I was just like, nope, I don't, no. I don't want to do that. I just want to fly by the seat of my pants, because when's the last time you get to do that when you were 8, you know? Or for me, anyway. Like, yeah.
This segment's called Looking Forward. What is something that you are most looking forward to in the future?
Graduation. Yeah. I think once I graduate, I'll be able to, like, really do the things I want to do, because I really just have to, like, work and make money so I can go to school and not be broke. You know, so it's, like, hard to pursue anything else other than what I'm doing right now while I'm in school. So, yeah, graduation is something that I really look forward to, and being able to just have a lot more freedom to make choices after that, you know.
This is plug your social media and upcoming events. So if you have any sort of social media presence that you want to promote or upcoming events, now's the time.
We're doing an EP show August 9th, Fictional Friends. I'm thinking it's going to be at the Fuse Box.
Yep, it is.
Tickets are going on sale, I'm not sure when. Tyler or Jen and I would probably have the information for that. If not, we would probably soon.
It'll be on the Fictional Friends Facebook page. You can find all of our information on Fictional Friends Improv on Facebook.
Mm-hmm.
And every Wednesday, Mulligan's, 9:30 p.m. show starts. Yep. Doors at 9.
Sure, yep.
Free show.
Uh-huh. Sometimes the show, it's technically, it says it starts 9:30. It usually kicks off around 9:45.
Don't tell them that.
I'm just saying. Well, I don't have a show and be like, when's the show going to start? But yes, doors open at 9, fair. Technically. There's a lot of hanging out and stuff before the show, so it doesn't start properly at 9:30. We try to aim for that.
Well, the reason we start late sometimes is because we wait for people to come. So if people think that it starts at 9:45, then we're going to start at 9:45 because we're going to start when the people come. So.
Okay, well, it starts at 9:30. Both points are valid.
No, I'm just saying, like, that's, yeah. Come early.
Usually there's a long form afterwards. That's cool. Free show, buy a drink, tip your bartender, tip your server. Yeah.
I hadn't written this down, but it seems like a good time. If you could please improvise a short radio-style audio ad for Fictional Friends Improv.
It's all you.
And it can be, yeah, all you, or if you want to do it together, or...
Okay, like 105, okay. Hey, if you like laughing like I do, check out Fictional Friends at Mulligan's, 9:30 p.m. Doors open at 9. Tip your bartender and your server. Free show.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Well, I'm, like, talking next up is Sir Mix-a-Lot, Baby Got Back.
Thank you, Fresca.
That's radio.
I know.
That's what I would
like,
play.
Yeah.
If I had a radio station, I'd play that song on repeat every day.
You would not have any listeners.
Just randomly when they felt like it.
It's like the How I Met Your Mother episode where I would walk 500.
Oh, yeah.
I would walk 500 more. What if that's how all radio stations, instead of like they play this genre, it's like literally they play this song, and there's just like thousands and thousands and thousands and thousands of radio, like millions of radio stations, and it's just like, I'm feeling this song, go to 101.5783, like, you know, and you just go to that song instead of that station.
Listen.
Good radio station in Grand Rapids is 93.3. Just go there, have a ball.
Nueve tres, punto tres.
Oh, yeah. I was going to leave it as a surprise, like the intrigue. What kind of music?
I was just translating it into Spanish for
I was going to go out in the car and, like, I had no idea. I was going to play along and be like, yeah, and then turn it on in the car, and then I would have known what you were talking about because I have nothing.
88.1 is very good, too. WICE.
It is good. 105.7 always plays oldies. Total Eclipse of the Heart.
98.7 is also oldies.
Yeah. 101.3.
Is that the beer? Beer one.
The brew or the fox? Brew?
They keep changing.
Thinking, classic rock.
Thinking Detroit, it's riff, like W R I F.
Them with their tricky silent W's.
The final segment here is called Just the Tip. So if you could please offer one tip to other aspiring comedians.
This advice was given to me by someone else that I will recycle and give out. When you're on stage, if you're doing improv, theater, comedy, stand-up, a show, a musical, no one up there is better than you. They might have more experience, and they might have, I don't know, more training, they might have been doing it longer, but you're both in the same spot, and you both ended up there, but somehow, you know, on the same stage. So something that helped me really was come out of my shell, especially with fictional friends, and not try, like, I tried to be funny at first, you know, because I saw these people, these, you know, amazing, talented people around me, like, how could they just do this without effortlessly, and that's it. Like, you, they're not, no one that you're doing this with is better than you or is judging you. You're there to release emotion and show emotion, whatever that may be, and make people feel emotion. And that's, like, the one tip I will say is being on stage is not a competition with anybody. It's about the art. And that's something that I have definitely learned being a fictional friends, and learning that has helped me appreciate other things in the arts and comedy. And thereafter. So that's my tip.
Thank you for that. And thank you so much, both of you, for being here today and sharing brunch with me and for being on the show.
Yeah, thank you for having us.
Yeah, again. For sure. This was a very splendid afternoon, starting at noon.
Yeah, a lot better than laying in bed.
Yeah.
In the dark.
In the dark. Well, not me, because
you don't have light canceling.
No, I just have my blinds. So, like, as soon as the sun comes up, it's like, wake up, bitch! And that's it. Like, I'm up. Even if I'm still in bed, I'm up. So.
Thank you, everyone, for listening. We'll be back again next week with an all-new episode of The Grant Cast.
Undercovers, watch me suffer while you buffer, while you stutter. I'm discovering your mother, get some blubber. Love it in the crock pot, I'm in a top-notch hot spot. Chopping every dude that I see with a tough knot. I'm unhinged. My gossip is the juiciest. I'm unstable, about to blow up in the spot like Vesuvius. With dubious intentions and deadline extensions spaced out, pay attention when my name gets mentioned.